Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Comtivate Show with Dr. Sharon Johnson. You are in the empowerment environment. Be prepared and don't worry about a thing. Why? Because everything is going to be all right.
And great things are happening in your life. Some of you have already told me about the wonderful things that's happening, and I am excited for you. So here's a quick one today, because so many things are changing our lives. You know, we're becoming exceptional, we're becoming extraordinary, and I want to talk about the difference between average and exceptional. But what's the difference between average and exceptional? You know, Many people didn't just become successful because they were smarter, because they were talented, you know, or even better than anybody else, you know. I myself, you know, and I say successful and talented, and I didn't achieve the things I have because I deserve more than any of you who are listening to me today. There are a lot of things. But, you know, the important thing to understand is that success is a destination. You know, it's a destination. Some people think they could just microwave success and it happens. And, you know, we're in a society today that's all about microwave. Everything's got to be fast. We have forgotten about the crock pot process, you know, where everything is nice and slow. But let me tell you, if you don't get anywhere worth going on a plane, it's because what? We understand that success is something that we have to achieve. Right? It's a long and winding, and it can become a bumpy car trip, a bumpy plane ride, you know? And so the bottom line is success is the destination. You just won't get anywhere worth going on a plane. Think about that, right? And there's plenty of opportunities out there. So many opportunities that we can think of. But there's a great saying that says, opportunity is missed by most people, because it shows up in overalls and it looks like work. And a lot of us do not like to work. First of all, if it sounds like work, we're like, oh, no, that's too much. I can't do that. And it's nothing worse than opportunities showing up and you're not ready. I believe that's the worst thing. So we have to continue to find out how can we move from average to exceptional and understand the difference. And so one of the things I want to share with you today is that we have to do the work to become exceptional. We really have to do the work. It's not going to happen. My grandmother says, if it's not hard work, if your nose is not running, it's not worth it, right? But I'm not going to talk about the law of the rubber band. And in the law of the rubber band, it talks about growth. Because growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be. And if you think about that for a split second, it's the tension between where you are right now. One of my mentors called where we are right now is our destination, right? That's where we are right now. As a matter of fact, we could call that our departure point, because we want to leave from there. And where we want to be is our arrival point. But to become exceptional, we have to do the work, because everybody starts at average. I started at average. I started at real average. Maybe there wasn't, if there's another word to average. I started below that, right? And none of us is good the first time. I mean, maybe there's somebody out there who was just, bam, first time around, hit it, right? But what I know is that when we're looking at the difference between average and exceptional is that exceptional people discover their uniqueness. Yeah. Exceptional people, they not only discover their uniqueness, they leverage their uniqueness. Now, after they have leveraged their uniqueness, they maximize their uniqueness. And one of the things you got to see is once you leave your uniqueness, you're no longer unique. So you got to be exceptional. You have to do the work if you want to be unique. And then exceptional people have discovered their daily life, and they live out their purpose. Oh, I love the word purpose. When we think of purpose, when you discover your purpose, that is the key to your success. We walk around, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? But when you discover your purpose, that is the key to your success. So the most important discovery that I could tell anyone about is to know that we have to live intentionally. And when we think of intentional living is a lifeline to conscious significance. Oh, boy, I wish you could experience significance. You know, there's a saying that says we just have to experience some things. We have to change our mind. When we change the way we look at things, the things we look at, it will begin to change. It will begin to change. So we have to use some words of good intention. And then we have to have some words of intentional living. We have to do those things because we have to talk to yourself. When you think of words of good intention, you're thinking of words like desire. And then the intentional living would be the actions that you would take after you've considered those desires. You know, some people think of good intentions. They have good intentions. Oh, I wish I could be a great nurse. I wish I could be a speaker. I wish I could go here. I wish I could go there. But then when you talk about intentional living, you have to talk about the purpose. Some people say, someday I'm going to do this. Someday. That's good intention. But in fact, what are you doing today? Yeah, today. Some people have these fantasy of how they're going to do things. We have to think of intentionally the strategies. Some people say, hopefully this is going to happen. Intentional thinking says, definitely it's going to happen. Some people say, I'm going to be passive about this. When in fact, intentional living is going to be active. Some people say, do things occasionally. Occasionally they do this, occasionally. No, intentional living, you have to be continuous. Another time, people use their emotions and they get all riled up in their emotions. Intentional living, you create discipline towards those goals, right? And sometimes, you know, good intentions, because we keep thinking, well, somebody ought to do this. When in fact, intentional living is saying, I will do it. And so what we find is 95% of people have good intentions, but only 5% of people live intentionally. Would you believe that? And so exceptional people get in the game and stay in the game. Like me, you must have seen a lot of games. I love soccer games and basketball games. And you know how you're watching the game and you're not in the game. You're just watching the game and you have all the things to say, oh, that was a bad play. That was a foul right there. Oh, no, he jumped up the line. Shoot, shoot, shoot. And you're on the outside of the game looking in. But average people, when we think about the difference between average and exceptional, average people go to the game. And then they leave the game. That's it. But exceptional people, they get in the game and they stay in the game. And so you can hear average people saying all kinds of things. Are you exceptional today? Right? Because with exceptional thinking and exceptional arrival points, we want to be successful. And when you think of success when you're moving from average to exceptional, success is more about who you are than what you know. Really, really is who you are and what you know. See, everybody gets training, but not everyone gets equal value. Everyone gets exposure, but not everyone gets equal value. Everyone gets relationships, but not everyone gets equal value. Everyone gets encouragement, but not everyone gets equal value. Everyone gets resources, but not everyone gets equal value. And you say to yourself, well, ooh, wait a minute. The difference is what you did. That's the difference. The difference is, did you go to the game or did you get in the game? Did you just show up at the game or did you stay in the game? That's the difference maker right there. Are you a player or are you a pretender? When it comes to the difference between average and exceptional, because you get faster for success than you get with excuses. I get excuses sometimes, but you sure do get faster to success, right? No, how can we become amazing? Amazing. How can you amazing, right? Becoming amazing is the result of doing many things for many years that were not amazing. And I say that, right? It's my choice. It's your choice. It's who you are that makes you amazing. Amazing is amazing because it has a process and you must pay the price to be amazing. You know, some people just want to be amazing, but guess what? Practicing is not amazing. Studying is not amazing. Trying is not amazing. Showing up is not amazing. Asking questions is not amazing. Changing is not amazing. Working is not amazing. Failing is not amazing. Trying again is not amazing. You know what's amazing? Amazing is amazing because it is a process that you must pay to be amazing. But when you keep doing it over and over and over, see, exceptional people, they set their own bar of excellence. So set your standards high. Set your standards high. Keep the bars high. Set your standards so high and keep them high. If you're interested in success, it's easy to set your standards in terms of other people's accomplishments and then let other people measure you by those standards. Yeah? But the standards you set for yourself, they're always the more important standards. They should be higher than the standards anyone else set for you. Why? Because in the end, you have to live with yourself. You judge yourself. And you feel good about yourself. And the best way to do that is to live up to your highest potential. So set your standards high, my friend. Keep them high, even if you think no one else is looking. Because somebody out there is always noticing what's going on. Even you noticing what's going on. So I want to leave you with the bar setting process. When you think about being exceptional and moving from average to exceptional, set the bar, my friends. Move the bar, my friends. Because when you move the bar, you're saying, I am leaving and I am changing and I have to keep moving. Declare the bar. When you declare the bar, that's the power of accountability. If you don't declare it, you don't. Hit the bar. Hit it. Hit it every day. Raise the bar because consistency is reputation, right? Build the bar, and that is making the bar better every time, better and stronger, right? Keep adding. And then leap over the bar, right? Then become the gazelle of standards. This is how legends are made. So I want to leave you with this message that John Maxwell said so important. Successful and unsuccessful people do not vary greatly in their abilities. They vary in their desire to reach their potential. Dale Carnegie says, if you tell me how you get your feeling of importance, I'll tell you what you are. That determines your character. That is the most significant thing about you. Yeah. Most significant thing about you. So again, folks, this is Dr. Sharon Johnson, and you are in the empowerment environment. Just a little quick one to just put it on your dish to know that everything compounds everything. A diploma is just like a hammer, but what you build with it is up to you. Think about it. Your dreams come true when you have valid reasons. God's gift to you is to increase your potential. We have to develop the potential that God gives us. It's never too late, my friends, to be what you might have been. So guess what? If you see me when I started, you would not think that I would be exceptional. But today, I've set the bar, and I'm telling you that you too can move from being average to exceptional, because exceptional is the process and the payment you cannot avoid. You must process and pay to be exceptional. It's Dr. J. Stay beautiful, stay fabulous, stay motivated.